Well, listen, this has been an ongoing issue even before the storms. You've seen that their Quilcha Land private forestry, that there's still trees leaning over because of the storm. The council cannot act until the actual tree falls on the road. That's when they can go in. I mean, it's shocking. Then you have people without power. So what I'm asking is for Minister Michael Healy-Rae to change the legislation that if an area is identified Quilcha Land private forestry, that before a storm takes place, that the council and everybody else send out letters to the landowners to start cutting down the trees. We know the corridor isn't big enough. We know that this is because of forestation that happened 30, 40 years ago. Now we're paying for it. And we know that the corridor should be at least 60 metres on each side for the ASB. That hasn't happened. In some places, 5 is 10 metres. So what I'm saying is, it's no wonder we have power outages when there's trees lagging in Quilcha Land and private forestry, and it's leaning over onto wires and nothing being done about it. And then we're without a power outage, and then we're looking for harvesters to come in and cut a way through to get the power back on. And as we know, for the last storm, one, people's out of power 2 weeks. This cannot continue. We've got to get our power supply back on as soon as we can, and we've got to start hitting Quilcha private forestry owners that any trees that they have, that they cannot fall out onto roads or on the power lines.
The reality is, though, unfortunately, we're going to see more and more adverse weather conditions like the storms. And the ESB have spoken about the fact that, you know, these things unfortunately seem like they're going to be an all too common occurrence. But you're hopeful that the lessons can be learned from the previous storms.
Well, I'm hoping that, and I brought up to the ASB crew that came in today to talk to us, that here the biggest problem here was communication. That if you have no communication, if you have no, and it probably falls back on the telephone companies, that if you have no phone coverage back after power supply, nobody can talk or communicate with each other. And that's a huge issue as well. So I think there has to be lessons learned from this, and that we can't continue the way we're continuing. So I'm hopeful that me bringing this motion, that it will highlight the problems.